you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big Movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm Sharon Lecter, your host, and I get to introduce you to somebody that is kind of new to my circle, but she's been incredible impact on the people I see around her, and she has quite the story to tell, as well as helping people create a customer experience. She calls customer experience. So Katie Maris, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm truly honored to be on your platform and speaking with you today.
Well, we just released the book, How Money Works for Women, and it's something that I'm really proud of because we talk about women from every decade of life. And one of the women we share about is somebody who was in real estate who escaped an abusive situation with children and had to kind of start over again. And so it was definitely heart-touching for me to hear your story. So tell us a little first about little Katie, and then we'll move into your other story.
You mean me as a younger girl?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, yes. My goodness. Yeah. So I've always been a dreamer, but I grew up, both my parents were addicts. I raised my brother and sister. So right from a really young age, I was a student, a kid, a parent, a sister, a chef, a tutor, you name it. I wore the hat. But every single day, no matter what happened, I would just keep dreaming, keep thinking there's something more, something better. And I woke up every day just trying to make the lives of my sister, my brother, and even my parents a little bit better. So I went through life, worked at an early age, like age 10, almost 11. I had a paper route because my mom wouldn't, you know, buy my basic needs, shampoo and, you know, feminine products and that kind of thing. I worked a full-time job while I was in high school, believe it or not. I had to be able to support myself. And I was kicked out of the house around the age of 19, where I eventually had my father come live with me. And I went to school and didn't know what the heck I was wanting to study because I was just so busy kind of keeping my nose above water. And I did everything from HR to photography to design. And I actually came into design and design shoe stores, and which is Town Shoes here in Canada, which is the largest shoe organization in Canada. I finally went back to school after I had three babies and got my master's in adult training and development, and built Canada's first online educational platform for the dental industry. And then from there, I took a liking to and a real interest in developing adults because we learn very differently, and the customer experience. And so it wasn't until in my 30s where I really found what I wanted to do in life, where I got to take a minute. And even though I was a mom, three kids, I got to take a second to be able to say, okay, what does Katie want? What does she really like? You know, because there's nothing else dictating it at that point. And so I fell into, and I don't say, I should guess I chose it, but I did in a little way, fell into customer experience. So when I worked at Town Shoes, I met an incredible man by the name of John DeJulius. He's the owner of the DeJulius Group. And he became my mentor. He taught me everything that I know today when it comes to the customer experience, and believed in me before I believed in me as a speaker, and gave me that courage to kind of go out on my own. So I started my own company after going into the dental field and becoming COO of, North America's largest dental consulting firm. And shortly after that stint, I was ready to go out and on my own. I was on a stage of like 700 medical professionals, and I I decided to take the leap, take the risk, and I never looked back. And so here we are.
I love that. The tremendous amount of experience. And, you know, discovering what you really wanted in your 30s is probably earlier than a whole lot of other people. So, you know, you certainly had a breadth of different types of experience. But, you know, you also share a story about your personal life and how you not only suffered as a child, which I didn't realize before. So thank you for sharing that. But you also found yourself in a situation that was difficult at home with your husband. So share a little bit about the choices that you made, because a lot of people need to hear that.
Yeah. So I actually, I have an ex-husband. I got divorced about 5 years ago, and quickly, I met whom I thought was my Prince Charming, the man of my dreams. And very, very quickly, and in hindsight's 2020, I can look back now and pinpoint the moment I know now when it was going wrong. Cause I journal a lot. So I have four journals, one per year. I have everything written down in grave detail. But I thought I had, you know, he swept me off my feet. He listened to every word I had to say. He provided the life that I thought I wanted and needed. And what I didn't know is that through that, I was being manipulated, and slowly, my career went to the wayside, and I actually just gave it up. And I was working with some of the largest organizations in the world, like Celebrity Cruises and Volvo. And I was on the top of my game. I gave that up. I slowly, believe it or not, saw my children a little less and less because I had to travel back and forth to be with them and then with the person that I was with. I was isolated ever so slowly from my family and then it got to a point where the only people I had in my world were my kids, his kids, and him. It was, I mean, every form of abuse you could imagine. I am only about 5 months out from the relationship. I was discarded. I was thrown away. I was frozen out of the bank accounts. I mean, when I say I gave him everything, I gave him everything. I invested in his businesses. I gave him my heart, my mind, my body, my soul. I gave him absolutely everything, my finances. And it was about 5 months ago where he said, go sell your body for groceries. Good luck if you get anything back from me. And so now I'm in legal battles to get that back. And I'm rebuilding my career. And I started an incredible organization called Ladies Take Control. And that was born 5 days after he basically threw me away, after he said, I'm done with you. And I had two choices. I could sit, be sad, and I had every single right to be. You know, I mean, he's had his hands around my neck. He's broken my hand. He's, you know, kicked me, pushed me. So that's the physical. Then there's the manipulation, and there's the gaslighting, and there's just a lot to work through. And so I could have sat there and sat in my self-pity, or I can put my badass pants on and keep going forward. And so I chose that. And that's where Ladies Take Control was born. And a short 5 weeks after I had my first event, which thank you, you attended and spoke and were part of the women that wrapped their arms around me in order to have the event. We had 250 women at the first event, which was incredible. And our next one is happening on June 14th. And I'm hoping we have 500 women. And along the way, the community has started to be built. I'm building something that I wish I had going through this. And, you know, it dawned on me not too long ago that I was going to charge for the community $20 a month and then reduce the amount of the monthly membership as more women joined on, so that when a woman joined on, they'd be helping other women reduce the price. But I don't have $20 a month. So how could I charge somebody $20 a month when they're going through what I know what I'm going through? And so this community is going to be a safe place offline It's going to be in an app disguised as something that nobody will know is a community. It will have resources, a Facebook type community where women, I don't care if I have a million Jane Does on there, but they can communicate. And it's going to be the only one that actually brings together professional and personal development along with resources for them to, you know, by country, by state, by province, for them to get help. But I wanted it to be so much more, because when you're in it and you can't make the decision, or you feel stuck because you're being manipulated, you're being isolated, you're being financially abused, and you don't know how to get out, you need the inspiration, you need the motivation, you need, you know, the courses that are going to help you step into your power. And so that's what the Ladies Take Control community will be, and it will be free to any woman that needs to step into her power.
Well, I'm delighted to hear that. That's great, because so many times when, as you said earlier, you know, when you're going through something like that, you feel like you're the only one, and you beat yourself up for allowing to get into that situation. And unfortunately, it is a slow burn. You know, it takes they cut off all of your connections to everybody else so that you're totally dependent on that individual. So I am absolutely thrilled that you have formed this and you took control right away. A lot of women take years to it takes long to recover, but years to take action to improve.
Yeah. I just feel like I'm a firm believer that we have two choices. We can choose to just live in what happened, or we can choose to learn from and do something different from what happened. And so I'd rather find purpose in the things that I can control. I can't control his actions or really anybody's actions. We can't always control the hand of cards we're dealt, but we can control how we play them. And I think a lot of that comes, you know, and stems from my childhood, because I've had to be resilient my whole life. And on top of it all, I'm a mom. I have three little beings and two girls and a son that are looking at me, and I want to show them what happens when you don't give up. Because we all know what happens when you do give up. It just, your life unravels and you go into a dark, dark place, and woe is me, you have a victim mindset. But my kids, I need to show them what happens when you don't give up. And so that's that driving force for me every single day. I refuse to give up.
Well, I love that. And I think, you know, from a standpoint of finding that part of your mission, how will people find you?
LadiesTakeControl.com is the website. I have a podcast that just launched on International Women's Day, and that's Ladies Take Control Podcast. And that is on anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, anywhere you get them. And the event is free. So on the website, sign up for the event ticket. And if you can't make it that day, you'll get the recording. So there's really no reason not to be there to listen to some of these incredible humans. We have, her name is Captain Kate. She is the first female of a mega cruise ship. She will be speaking. You know, we have some just incredible women coming on to speak. And so it would find me on ladiestakecontrol.com and get yourself a ticket.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And so the other part of your life on the business side, customer experience, yes. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah. So I've studied the physiological differences between men and women and why we buy versus why they buy. And I work with very male dominated spaces, automotive being one of them, to help them cast their experience net wide enough to capture the world's most influential consumer. Women influence $43 trillion of worldwide spending annually. We are essentially the world's economy. And unfortunately, most businesses, whether they're male dominated or not, they don't look at women as a special customer or consumer segment. They don't realize just how vastly different we are than men. And so Custom Her experience is a breakdown of physiologically our brains being built differently. So it's very scientific backed. It's not just, oh, I'm a woman and I think we're amazing, and so you should pay attention to us, which we are all those things. But it is broken down, you know, and I use the quote, men are from Mars and women are from Venus, because it's true. And so I speak on a lot of stages, talking about how to tailor that experience to the female consumer. And I train and consult with organizations to help them, you know, unpack the customer journey and elevate it for the female consumer.
Love it. I think it's fantastic. And so how can people find out about that part of your world?
Yeah. So katiemaris.com it's got everything you need to know there. All my keynotes, my contact information. You can find, if you Google me, I'm going to come up on Facebook. I'm going to come up on Instagram. LinkedIn is a spot where I give a lot of tips. I'm a firm believer in giving away content. I'm here to educate and help. So you'll find all of that on LinkedIn if you just look me up.
So when someone is looking for a resource and they are hesitant, what advice can you give someone that is really struggling? They know they're in a situation that is manipulating them and cutting them down, and they know that they need to do something, but they can't find that, and they're kind of in inertia, they can't move. So give them a little bit of advice on taking action and taking control.
Yeah. So for me, well, first of all, community is everything. And that's why it's called the Ladies Take Control community. You need, even if it's just one person, you need to find one person that you can call at any time. I'm so blessed. I have a handful of people, because the moment I'm paralyzed, I don't try to solve it on my own, because I know that I can't. I know that I'm hijacked. I know that I am thinking with my limbic system, and my prefrontal cortex is out the window. And so I always just call a friend, you know, and that's extremely important. If you can't even get to that point, you need, what helps me is journaling. You got to get what's in your head out of your body, because if it's in your head and you let it sink into your body, that fight, flight, and freeze and fawn, that you're just going to stay there. So you need to find a way to get it out, whether it's on a piece of paper and you burn it, or if you have a journal that you keep for later so you can look back on it and, you know, realize you're not crazy and you're not alone. I'm so grateful I journaled all those years, because, you know, reading back on it, even though it's a little bit re-traumatizing, it's really helpful to realize that I didn't make it all up in my head.
It helps you identify the signs, so it
yes,
can't happen again. Yeah,
100%. So I would say, if you have somebody that you trust, reach out to them immediately when you're feeling that way. If you don't, I would say journal it, get it out of your body. And then I have a go-to affirmation that whenever I have a panic attack, and I get a lot of those in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, I'll wake up and I can't breathe. And it's, only good things can happen from here. Only good things can happen from this situation. Our bodies have the same physiological reactions when we're excited and when we're fearful. The same hormones get released. And so it's our mind that we have to train to take it from fear to excitement. And so when you talk to yourself and you allow yourself to be positive and you say only good things can happen, you're going to start to switch that mindset a little bit. It might feel silly at the beginning. Trust me, I felt silly at the beginning. I was like, what good can come of this? But it really does help switch that mindset. So community, journal, and the way you talk to yourself, you've got to talk to yourself in a positive way and switch that mindset.
I also like writing it down and burning it. That's something that we used to do all the time about bad money habits. So it does work. The physical act of doing that does help change the mental state. So 100%. You're going to hang in with me, because we're going to do a separate podcast for recording for the private Facebook group. So those of you that are watching and listening, if you're not part of the private Facebook group, which is called the Play Big Movement, please join us so you can hear the rest of Katie's story. Katie, thank you so much, and we appreciate you. And if you want to learn more about Katie, visit katiemaris.com and know that she's there to support you. And her mission is to help people get out of their own way and into their best life yet.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Katie. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
And thank you all for watching and listening to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.